Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Unai, welcome to the podcast. So thanks for taking the time for us today, and welcome to Barcelona again. I hope you're okay, fine, and practice already today, right?
Yeah. We had practice 1 hour ago at lunch, and I came quick to join you.
So that's perfect. So I think everybody who's listening to us is really looking forward for your interesting insights here. And maybe just start with the little introduction of yourself. Maybe you can give us some, let's say, key informations about your persons, what clubs you're playing for in the past, right now, and what is your daily business today?
So now I'm playing Barceloneta. I've been playing now in the first team of Barceloneta for 5 years. And since I'm young, I came around when I was 13 or 14 to Barceloneta, and before I was in a small club called Poblenou, close to, in Barcelona. And now I'm here, really happy. I'm also studying a part of water polo. I'm studying economy, finishing my studies. And now I'm also part of the Spanish national team. I was on the team in the Paris Olympics and nothing. Here's where I am now.
Yeah, so that's much more than most of us really achieved in your water polo career. So so when you say you're really raising up or starting playing water polo in another club surrounding or around Barcelona, maybe you can give us some more information about the feeling or the standing of water polo in your area. So because it's really within Spain, around Barcelona, we have so much clubs and so much kids maybe also able to come to water polo. It's a right impression from my side of view.
I think in Spain, water polo is a sport that Not many people watch, but I think almost everyone knows about it and knows how it works a little bit. And more in Barcelona, I think it's of all the parts of Spain, Barcelona is where it has more clubs, more players, and the highest level of water polo. And right now, the first league of Spain is like, I think there's just 2 teams outside of Barcelona, or 3. So right now it's all concentrated in Barcelona, in Catalonia. And this is great for the players, but also would be nice that some other players in Sevilla or Galicia, other parts of Spain, could have a high-level water polo clubs there. But right now the situation is 90% of water polo clubs and players of high level is in Catalonia.
Yeah. So, and this means maybe also when you have all the good teams near to your facility in Barcelona or Barceloneta, that there are a huge number of high quality or high level games that you are really able to attend. Yeah. So, which means also that you have a lot of high level practice and playing every time, and that's I think really for your experience and for your way in water polo for the next steps, maybe the best way to do it.
Yes. So it's really good also for the kids when they are growing up. They are able to watch all the players, all the best players of the Spanish national team playing in their respective club, and everything is close, so it's easy to go to watch a game. And so the kids can learn, can watch, and take this experience of watching, and this makes them ambitions higher,
Yeah. So, and maybe then it's easier for most of the kids to look some of your games. Yeah, to look. I don't know if it's easy to get tickets for a football club or a soccer game. So maybe it's easier to go to a water polo game. Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then it's so at least in Germany it's really then football or soccer the first sports here. So water polo is far away from the level you have in Spain. Do you think also that maybe soccer or water polo and soccer is really the both main sports in Spain or?
Yeah, I think so. Soccer here is almost like a religion, like, and
especially in your area.
yeah, here it's like a religion, and all Barca games, Madrid, any team of Spain, really, like even the second or third division football games, there's thousands and thousands of people watching it. Like soccer moves so much people here. I think here would be the most watched soccer 100%, and basketball, and then maybe handball and this sports, and water polo is low, but it's not bad.
Yeah, so are there any plans maybe in your personal history saying, okay, maybe I would go not to play water polo instead of soccer, maybe?
I
are there any plans
soccer.
In it?
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I just started swimming because my father wanted to go swimming, and I could stay there 1 hour with training session while he could train. So I started swimming. Then they told me to try water polo when I was six, and till that I didn't stop. I started playing. I got better. Then when I came to Barceloneta because my club Poblenou got money problems, so it was hard to stay because there was going to be bad coaches and this, and the coach I had recommended me to join Barceloneta because he played here long ago. He told me here I could develop good, that there's a good academy, and when I was 14-15 I joined the program of it's not the program of Spanish national team. There's a program in Catalonia where, I don't know if you know about it, that you enter in CAR, that it's a high performance school for young athletes where they go to school and they train twice a day. And when you are 14-15, they take the best players of each generation, around 6 to 8 players. And they put us together on a school, and they make us train 2 times a day.
Yeah. So and this is really let's say another philosophy or way to engage people. To engage young kids or young people to be successful. In your sport, which is totally different from other European countries. Maybe. Yeah. So it's really then the concentration and give you really all the opportunities you might need to be successful at the end. When you joined Barceloneta for 5 years ago, so what was, from your perspective, the biggest challenge? Yeah, so was it a big challenge, or was it not so big?
Yeah, when I joined the team, first I started as the 14th player because here there's so many big talents and good players. In this year, there was Milan Alexic, Mike Bodegas, and of course all the Spanish, Blai Mayarak, Álvaro Granados, Alberto Munarri, Felipe Perrone. And I was the 14th player, and luckily we in the league, because I think we have a good advantage against many good teams, we rotate a lot, so I could play almost all the league in Spain. And also I got so much experience of training every day with these good players, and they really helped me to improve. They received me really, really good with warm arms. The next year, I was able to join the 13th player, and to be able to play every game in the Champions League and National League. And from that, I'm on the team, and I'm really happy. I think the environment here is really good. We approach every season to win every title, and we train for it and we work for it. Yeah, really, it's really good.
Yeah, so when you mentioned all the great players around you, yeah, so not only today but also in the past, how these guys are really help you as a young athlete coming to a huge club, to find your role, to say, okay, you do not need be the one shoot every goal or whatever, yeah, so not to make too much at the beginning. What was it, what kind of help or assistance from these guys?
I think especially in Barceloneta and in Spain also, I think there's a great philosophy where the older and experienced guys really help the young kids, and they treat them really good. Like that they are hard with them when it's need to be hard, but really they are really personal and close approach to the players, where they could approach me to talk me personally, like, and get close with me to try to help me in this position, try to do this now for the position that you are in the club, you should play like this or do this. You need to work on your legs, on your swimming, on the gym, and it's really helpful. There's a lot of players I could mention: Felipe, Fran Fernandez, Marla Rumbe, Munarriz, Álvaro, like, even, and the coaches too. They all help me, and now they are helping others, and it's good because there's so much communication. And when you are young and you are entering a elite team like Barceloneta, that it's always competing for the Champions League and all, it's sometimes it's hard because you're a little bit loose, you don't know where to go on defense on this, and it's good that there's older guys who lived this before and they know which steps need to be taken to arrive to the highest level. And they help me, and in the future and now I will try to help others.
Yeah, so you are now in the position, maybe then, as you mentioned, to help the other young guys. Yeah, right.
Yeah, not still. There's many older guys, many more experienced guys than me. But now I see younger kids coming and to train with us, and I know how they feel. What they experience, and sometimes I see some kind of frustration because in some training they weren't good or something like this, and I try to talk with them to explain them how I live it, or what can they do, and which who can they talk on this so they improve, and they don't stay in this frustration.
Yeah. So maybe then you have really the big advantage that it's not so far away for you personally.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that you see maybe in one or the other kids yourself again. Yeah. Saying, okay, I was in a similar position maybe 2, 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Exactly.
My thoughts were this one, and maybe I could help these guys then now with my experience.
Yeah. I don't know which ones are the correct ones, which thoughts, but I can explain them what I experience, and if it helps to them, I would be really happy. And if I can help, like, I will try to tell them to ask to some coach or someone so they receive the help.
Yeah. So, and even when you say there are, at the moment at least, some other more experienced guys, so maybe this is also not for the next 5 to 10 years the case. Yeah. So maybe then the older experienced guys are already gone sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's up to you or people like you to grab this up and bring it to the next one.
It's cycle.
Absolutely. So when we are talking about, I don't really want to say idols, but people you are growing up with playing water polo, you are really somehow as a kid fascinating by playing water polo. Are there any guys in the past you say, okay, this is a person in terms of water polo who's really influenced me, or say, okay, this is the reason because I play water polo still.
Yeah.
Until today,
there's not. I would say there's any player that I play because of him, but I had so many idols, and I'm really grateful that I've been able to play with most of them. And for example, I really liked and I learned from him a lot, from Felipe. But he's been my idol for so many years when I was young. And he got really close with me when I was young, and really he helped me a lot after training, stayed with me to explain me technique, to explain me in some situations what I could do. And then also growing up, I really liked and watched so many good players like Dennis Varga, Filip Filipovic, Munariz. And nowadays, like, I really try to take the best thing and advice from all the players. Like I can learn a lot from defense from Larumbe. I can learn how to attack from Munari, Tolarvalo. It's really good that I train with them, and I think I can talk with them, and I really have a really good relationship with all of them, and they help me, and it's really nice.
Yeah. So, and when I understand it correctly, so you have really for each of the, areas in the water. Yeah. So some.